Back on with Brian Reynolds, president of UP Whitetails of Marquette County, and obviously vice president of Big Bay Sportsman's Club. We just talked about the buck contest earlier this hour. Great success, though, huh?
Yeah, it was a great year.
And I'm happy that so many people had success this year. And do you think that in any way, shape, or form, UP Whitetails has had any influence on a lot of people passing spikes and forks and going for those older bucks this year? Because there were so many of them.
I think it's hunters in general. I think there's a lot of hunters out there that understand deer a lot better than their fathers and grandfathers and great-grandfathers understood deer. I think they understand that in order to shoot a 7 or 8 or 9 pointer, you got to let those spikes and 4 pointers and 5 pointers go. You know, I mean, you got to let the little bucks go to get big bucks. And I think there's a lot more people that have bought into that. You know, our logo has been let them go, let them grow. And we've been using that logo for 30 years now here in the UP. So it's, I think we have had an effect somewhat on that.
And obviously, if somebody's out there to get meat in the freezer, I mean, that's their prerogative.
Right.
But I can't help but think that there is a general mentality that people do want bigger racked bucks.
And I think that the general deer hunter out there nowadays is so much more educated about deer than they used to be. I mean, there's so much information for a hunter to learn about deer. And some of it's good and some of it's not so good, but there's so much information out there, way more than what there was when I was young.
Of course, yeah. The old interweb has done provided a whole lot of good and bad, right?
Right, right.
Let's talk a little bit about your attendance of the Winter Habitat Work Group last Friday. Usually we talk to George about that.
Right.
Obviously the president of MUCC and a longtime member with you of UP Whitetails.
Right.
But he was downstate.
He was downstate at the executive board.
So you attended
for MUCC.
And I'm just curious, you know, people, I think, first of all, need to understand the UP Habitat Work Group is a really long-term project or goal.
Right.
To help improve, obviously, getting deer through the winter. How do you feel things are at right now with deer yards around the UP, property owners, things like that?
You know, I'm not going to tell you that everything's rosy because it's not. I mean, we've come a long way, and there is a lot of work that's been done, but there's a lot more that needs to be done, and we've got a long way to go, but we're on the right track to get all this stuff done. We're sitting there with large landowners, people from the forestry industry, and in the sporting groups, and I mean, SCI has been phenomenal in this. They've paid for people's salaries to work on this stuff, and it's very important to the future of hunting in the UP because we don't know how long baiting and supplemental feeding will go on here. You know, CWD's got everybody scared to death, and rightfully so. So I think this Habitat Work Group is extremely important.
So let's assume somebody is listening to the show right now and listening to you and I talk, and they are not familiar with what the UP Winter Habitat Work Group is all about. Maybe you can explain what the ultimate goal here is for the work group.
Well, the ultimate goal is to get private landowners involved and the state both to partner up in these deer wintering complexes to do things that are important to create food and shelter for deer in the winter. And you get all these large landowners in there, and I'm talking about corporate landowners, and then you have the DNR there, of course, also, and all the sportsmen's groups. And we are trying to get things done in these wintering deer complexes that wouldn't have gotten done if just a few years ago. But because it's so important, and we've complained about it as sportsmen for many, many years, well, we're finally getting something done. And in a large part, I mean, it's thanks to people like J.R. Richardson, our Natural Resources Commissioner. He was involved in this being started, and Jim Hamill from SCI was instrumental in getting this started, along with George Lindstrom, Tony Dombrowski from UP Sportsman's Alliance, and there's a bunch of other people I'm sure I'm forgetting here, but it was put together to try to do something about wintering complexes because we've lost so many of them, and the ones that we do have, they haven't been taken care of very well, so we need to really focus on these wintering areas.
I really appreciate you coming in, Brian, and talking to us. And please keep us posted as you get closer, to, obviously, to the big big banquet for UP Whitetails.
I will, Adam.
Brian Reynolds, president of UP Whitetails of Marquette County, right here on The Outdoor Show.